If you are pregnant and healthy, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says you don't need the COVID vaccine.
I couldn't be more pleased to announce that as of today, the COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women has been removed from the CDC recommended immunization schedule.
The thing is, the CDC says pregnancy makes you high risk for severe disease. So what does the science say? Jackie Fortier with our partner KFF Health News explains.
When pregnant women get COVID, they have a higher risk of being hospitalized, needing intensive care, and even dying of COVID.
No matter what the politics say, the science is the science.
Neil Silverman is the director of the Infectious Diseases and Pregnancy Program at UCLA.
COVID infections in pregnant patients are more severe statistically than in non-pregnant individuals.
Pregnant women are more susceptible to infections because pregnancy actually dials back their immune system so it doesn't attack the fetus. Pregnancy also makes blood clots more likely. At a COVID infection, and Silverman says the risk of clots and damage to blood vessels is amplified, especially for the placenta.
The placenta is nothing more than a hyper-specialized collection of blood vessels, so it is like a magnetic target for the virus.
The virus inflames the placenta, making it harder for blood that carries oxygen and nutrients to get through to the baby. Mary Prahl is a pediatrician specializing in infectious disease at UC San Francisco.
So if anything is interrupting those functions, inflammation, clotting, or differences in how the blood is flowing through there, that's really going to affect how the placenta is working and being able to allow the fetus to grow and develop appropriately.
Virologist Angela Rasmussen at the University of Saskatchewan says priming the mother's immune system with a COVID vaccine gives an extra protective boost and is safe for mom and baby.
It will protect the pregnant person from more severe disease. It will also significantly reduce the risk of stillbirth, of miscarriage, and of complications with the pregnancy.
There's still a lot scientists don't know about how COVID affects pregnant people. In 2023, the Biden administration started winding down surveillance and data collection on the virus. Prahl says that delayed studies, but more are on the way.
I can say kind of behind the scenes and seeing a lot of this preliminary data that I think is going to tell us a lot.
But the science is clear that getting a vaccine while pregnant will offer protection to vulnerable newborns because it passes antibodies from the mother to the fetus. For the vast majority of OBGYNs and pediatricians, that's reason enough.
That was Jackie Fortier with our partner, KFF Health News.